Next month, 12 new astronaut trainees will arrive in Houston, Texas, for 2 years of intense training to prepare them for future missions into outer space. One of those people, Warren Woody Hoberg, grew up in Pittsburgh and graduated from North Allegheny High School. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed spoke with Hoberg from his office at MIT, where he teaches aeronautics and astronautics.
What does it mean to be a part of the astronaut candidate class? Like, what does that involve?
Okay, so we're going to do training in kind of five different areas. We'll do flight training. We'll train in NASA's Neutral Buoyancy Lab. That's where we go underwater and simulate spacewalking. There's a mock-up of the International Space Station in a giant swimming pool, essentially. We'll learn Russian language. We will learn about ISS systems, meaning the sort of engineering systems on board the International Space Station. We'll learn some robotics, and sprinkled in to all that, we'll do some things like wilderness survival training and so on. So we'll basically spend the next 2 years of our lives in Houston, Texas, training. And after those 2 years, we will be full-fledged astronauts ready to be assigned to a mission eventually.
Do astronauts need different skills today than they did 50 years ago? I'm thinking about like Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. They were both military men and pilots. But I took a look at your class and there's a geologist, a materials scientist, a nuclear engineer, a biologist, and not surprisingly, a few service members and pilots. But I'm curious what you think about how the skills needed for this job have changed over the years.
Unfortunately, for those of us that just got selected, we don't necessarily know all the details of what NASA's looking for in their astronauts. So I'm certainly not an expert on the topic. But I do think that one of the things you're seeing is that NASA is interested in going further into the solar system than we've ever gone before. So humans have been to the moon, but that's the furthest that a human being has ever gone from the planet. And NASA is now seriously considering missions that would venture further into the solar system. So that brings a whole broad set of challenges. And one of the challenges is just the duration. So we're talking about potentially being on spacecraft for a very long time. And so you do see, I think, and this is just my impression, I'm not speaking for NASA, but I do think you maybe see that reflected in the class that was just selected. You have people that have spent time in Antarctica or spent time in confined spaces on submarines. And I think from meeting the 12 candidates that were just selected, everyone just is so easy to get along with. It's just an amazing group of people with amazing personalities. And I think it's maybe just the practical stuff, like, is it easy to get along with these people for a long time?
So being good-natured is probably a skill you need to have.
We became fast friends, those in the class that I didn't already know. And it's just so easy to get along with my fellow astronaut candidates. They're amazing people.
So I know you don't know exactly what kind of mission or missions you'll go on, but what do you want to do up there? Where do you want to go? And what kinds of discoveries do you hope to participate in?
Well, I think it's a super exciting time to have just gotten selected. So it's a really exciting time for human space flight. I don't know what I will get assigned to, and I'd be thrilled with any assignment. We've been told that we might fly on any of four spacecraft that are currently operational or in production. So those are the International Space Station, two commercial crew vehicles, so that's the Boeing Starliner and the SpaceX Dragon, and then there's Orion, which would fly on the Space Launch System, and that's for missions in deeper into space. So it's still a long time out for me. I'm going to go through my training for a couple years, and then I'll go into a technical role and hopefully eventually get assigned to a mission. And flying on any one of those vehicles would be really a dream come true.
Woody Hoberg, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Absolutely, Liz. Great talking with you.
Woody Hoberg is a Pittsburgh native, MIT professor, and part of the latest class of astronaut trainees at NASA.